Today, I want to answer a serious question, and that is body positivity actually toxic? If you're a millennial like me, you're probably confused as hell because we grew up straddling two completely different paradigms. On one side, we're flipping through Cosmo to the back page for all the diet tips. We want to look like the Victoria's Secret fashion show models. We're trying cigarettes and Special K bars and maybe even experimenting with crazy fad diets or supplements that make us shit our pants. And on the other side, we have Dove commercials and body positivity campaigns telling us that we should love being overweight and celebrate every size. So which one is it? Welcome to It's Not You, It's Your Hormones, the podcast for busy, successful women who are crushing everything in life except their health. If you are ready to slay, not just survive, you are in the right place. Heads up, this show is for educational purposes only and is not giving any medical advice, diagnosis, or cures. It's just my two cents as an integrative health practitioner who has helped hundreds of women look and feel the way they want to. Now buckle up, baby, let's cruise. Meanwhile, women have no idea how to eat for their hormones. They're trying to navigate a food system that's way more interested in maximizing profits for shareholders than advancing women's health. And this is why so many women feel like they're failing. So let's ask the real question. If you want to change your weight, does that make you shallow? I want to break down the shame around weight loss. I also want to share some controversial takes on body positivity, the whole advice on just buy bigger pants, buy bigger clothes, accept that you're in a bigger body, and why pretending like you don't care about how you look is actually more toxic than admitting that you do. And you know, I have fully accepted that there will be some Karens coming for me with pitchforks after this episode, and I literally don't care because at the end of the day, I know I am helping women heal. I know that I am helping them look and feel the way they've always wanted to. And I see transformations every day that make it easier for me to have this conversation. So here's the truth. Let's just stop pretending like we don't care how we look, because we do. I do. You do. Even the crunchy mom with a pseudo mullet who wears Crocs, and no shade to Crocs, I do love Crocs. Even she cares about fitting in the jeans that she used to be able to fit into. And caring about how you look is like a butthole. We all have one. We just don't always talk about it or acknowledge it. So let's just be honest about it. And damn, we are only 20 seconds in and I have already said the word butthole. That is just classics. So many of my clients come to me when they first start working with me and they just say, oh, I just want to feel better. I want more energy. I want less brain fog. And all that is so important because the reality is women come to me when they have usually a cluster of symptoms. They usually have one, two, sometimes three core symptoms that they want to address. And one question I always ask them in this process of deciding whether or not they want to work for me is, okay, if nothing changed about your physical appearance in 6 months, how would you feel? And that's when they admit the truth is, well, I would be disappointed because I want to lose weight. And they always whisper to me like it's a church confessional, like, okay, I do want to lose the weight. Let's be honest. It'd be great if I could shift these last 10 pounds. It's almost like there's a shame associated with it. Like they don't actually want to say they want to lose weight because it feels vain. It feels self-centered. It's much easier to say, well, I want to have more energy for my kids than it is to say, I want to look fucking good in the dress at my daughter's baptism. There's some other clients where after we do a little bit of digging, they'll say something like, Chelsea, listen, I just want my husband to look at me the way he used to. And other clients have said like, I feel so shallow saying this, but I am scared that no man will find me attractive at this size. That's not unique to that client. Like that is so common. And the reality is like, that's not just them. I've been there too. I have an entire 2-year blackout period of my life in my 20s where I refused to be photographed, where I hated the way I looked and felt. I was inflamed. I was 15 pounds heavier than my healthiest weight. And I was using food as my emotional coping strategy. And that was a really dark period of my life. And I remember the first time I came home after a boxing fight and one of my friends had sent me a milk bar cake and I got a spoon out and my two roommates at the time were asleep. I was just in a dark kitchen all by myself at about 10 p.m. And I got a fork out and I just ate and ate and ate and I tasted nothing. But it just went down and down and the cake got smaller and smaller and I couldn't even taste food. I didn't even know what was going on. I was just completely unconscious until the cake was gone. And that was the first night I put a finger down my throat. And the next day was the first day I did 3 spin classes to try to erase it. And the cycle continued. It didn't always look like binge eating. Sometimes it looked like excessive exercise, needing to walk 10 miles a day to offset the food that I would eat at night. But let me tell you, what I was not doing was standing in front of a mirror in white underwear, chanting affirmations like a Dove commercial. I was just trying to zip a dress for a fall formal without feeling like I was in sausage casing, and then deleting every single photo, and then eating an entire bag of Skinny Pop and 3 Hot Pockets when I got back from the bar. Wanting to look good doesn't make you vain. It makes you human. And here's where it's going to get even spicier, like muy picante, bitch. Because we've all been brainwashed into believing if you want to lose weight, you're shallow. If you talk about your appearance, you'll traumatize your children. If you don't eat, if you eat super healthy foods, you're going to make your kids have a disordered relationship with food. If your pants don't fit, the answer is just to accept your body, love yourself, and buy bigger ones and donate the old ones. And I'm saying fuck that. If you're in a body that you are not happy with, that feels foreign to you, that you don't even recognize, you get to choose to stop accepting less than what you actually want and deserve. And you get to choose to take action to change your circumstances. And I know that feels hard. And I know that feels impossible. And sometimes it just feels so far away and so impossible and so hard to dig yourself out of. But I promise you it's not. I guide clients through systems that allow them to release 20, 30, 40, even 50 pounds. And in the process, they heal their hormones. For some women, it's literally just that stubborn last 10 to 15 pounds. And for others, it's a full transformation into a body they barely recognize, but they always thought might be possible. And there's no shame in that. If you tell me someone who is obviously overweight is healthy, I will tell you, I simply don't agree. You know, I had a friend who I went out to dinner with a couple nights ago, and she said she actually muted me on Instagram because there was so much weight chat on my Instagram that she said it was triggering for her. And while I have full confidence that what I am doing is helping women heal, and it is so healthy for women's self-esteem, it is so healing. The depth of work I do with clients, I believe so deeply in. So I know that this is not true for me. But I also know that other women have different experiences and they may experience my content differently. So I really wanted to understand what this was really about for her. So I asked her, like, well, what's coming up for you when you see some of my content that does talk about weight loss? And she said, well, I think it's because growing up, my mom was really critical of my body. And she always told me I should be eating less. And she always told me I should be losing weight. And so I think it just brings up a lot of shame and a lot of rejection from my mom, who is supposed to be my biggest supporter. And I totally get that. Like, I had the grandma who would come and grab my love handles and tell me that I should eat less. And whenever I would have pretzels or popcorn, she'd be like, are you sure you need that? Like, I understand. We are dealing with multiple generations of women who have a completely toxic relationship with food. And healing our relationship with food is where we get to start. We get to lead. We get to go first so we can model it for our children. Because here's the reality. Obesity is an epidemic. I don't need to tell you that. Over 40% of American women are clinically obese, and rates are climbing every single year. Breast cancer risk has never been higher. Research shows that obesity after menopause increases breast cancer risk by up to 40%. And infertility is at record highs. 1 in 5 women in the U.S. struggle to get pregnant, and hormone imbalance, excess weight, and stress chemistry are all huge contributors that I see all the time in my program. The reality is women have never been more stressed, especially the women I work with who tend to have jobs, but they also are balancing kids. A lot of the times they're also head of household. So they have never had more pressure, more stress. They've never been more lonely, more isolated, more dysregulated. They are completely overstimulated. They are overworking. They have no time to themselves. They are completely disconnected from themselves and their bodies. And at the same time, they are surrounded by highly processed foods designed to keep us sick. Food addiction is the most acceptable form of addiction, and here's why. You don't need to hit the crack pipe to survive. You don't need a 24-pack of Bud Lights to survive. You don't need to smoke cones to survive. But you do need to eat. And when every option around you is engineered for addiction, it is no wonder why women are stuck. And so what I see every day is an entire generation of women who are overfed, undernourished, and running on fumes because they're running themselves into the ground and don't know how to take care of themselves. And they don't know how to eat. They have no idea. Why would they? No one taught them this. Their cortisol is completely cooked. I see ridiculous lab tests every single day. Their women's sex hormones are often tanked or completely off balance. I see things like estrogen dominance, elevated cortisol, low thyroid, low progesterone. These women's bodies are screaming for help, and women just need the protocols. They just need the answers. We have a literal emergency on our hands. And yet the message is just, oh, this is normal. We just need to accept this. How can anyone look at this and say, yes, let's just accept these unhealthy bodies. Let's just accept that this is normal. Because let me tell you, just because all of your friends have the same symptoms does not mean it's normal. It just means it's common. And these numbers show that it truly is common. It's a dime a dozen. Let's just accept this toxic food. Let's just accept these bodies that are not balanced and not optimized. Let's just accept our stress and our situation as normal. Like, fuck no, I don't stand for that. I believe every woman can be at a healthy weight when she heals her hormones. So let's bring it back to the body. Most women are just completely blind to their symptoms, and they tolerate an absurd amount of dysfunction in their body and physical symptoms before they reach out for help. And this could look like chronic fatigue, waking up every night at 2 or 3 a.m., cravings and emotional eating, headaches, migraines, not normal, brain fog, losing their hair, gut issues, feeling bloated even after healthy meals, unknown infertility, puffiness and water retention, just generally feeling puffy and fatigued and slow, and mood swings that make you want to divorce your husband, get bangs, and move to another country once a month. Women think this is normal. They think this is just part of aging. And I'm here to tell you that that is not only false, but it is fucking ridiculous. And just because everyone has the same symptoms as you doesn't make it normal. Just because every other mom is also exhausted and feeling completely out of balance and out of whack does not make it normal. It just means we've created a generation of sick women. And the only time most of them take action is when their dress suddenly doesn't zip, or when they have a wedding, or their daughter's baptism, or a high school reunion. The truth is, when your hormones are balanced, those things don't happen. These symptoms don't happen. And when you reverse these symptoms, the weight comes off with ease. It comes off naturally. You don't have to force it. You don't have to white knuckle it. You don't have to do crazy challenges every January 1st. But let me tell you this. Getting clear on the result you want to create is the first requirement for results. And being willing to admit that weight loss is a driver for you is important. And I get it. It's not easy for most women to say, because most of us grew up with eating disorders or disordered eating or doing fad diets or a completely fucked up relationship with our body response to eat. But this is where we have the responsibility to heal this. And here's the reality. Women who say, I don't want to lose weight. I just want to feel better. I just want to feel good in my body. They're the exact women who leave my program not losing weight because they haven't admitted to themselves that changing the way they look is important to them. It's okay to admit that you want to look different. In fact, it's really important to do that. And I always tell women, this is not about a number on a scale. This is about finding the healthiest weight for you. And here's what that looks like for my clients. Here are four indicators that they have reached this level. Number one, you can eat freely without obsession or restriction. Number two, you can trust your body's cues instead of spiraling. Number three, you have a simple, repeatable formula of nutrition that's going to give your body more of what it needs and less of what it doesn't without restricting. And number four, you feel safe in your body. You feel at home, not like a stranger in it. You love the way you look in photos. This is not about looking perfect. This is about how you feel. And let me be clear, if you have to slave over this body or deprive for this body or remove things that give you joy, this is not the body for you. This is the body where you get to nourish it and enjoy it, and where you can throw on a bathing suit without anxiety. That's what we're aiming for. And this is exactly what I teach clients how to do in the 6-month hormone reset method. But let me tell you this, this only works if you have sustainable, repeatable hormone balancing meals and a support system that you can truly lean on to create healthy habits. Without that, you'll literally spin in circles. You'll be in the same exact position 6, 12, 18 months from now. And this is why I created a hormone reset kickstart program. It is brand new, and I'll share with you how you can join this at the end. But first, let me walk you through some of the same resets that I teach inside this reset, because these are things that you can start playing with today. Number one is just making some busy girl bowls. If you have not heard my episode on busy girl bowls, go back and listen to that. It's a few weeks ago, where we really build our meals around little blocks. So protein, veggies, healthy fat, and if you need it, a smart carb. Do that consistently, and that will calm down your cravings, even out your energy, and help you stop spiraling. Number two, we have to have a plan for controlling cravings. So instead of saying, oh, don't eat it, make a swap. Instead of chips, have some roasted chickpeas. Instead of ice cream, have a little protein smoothie. So it still feels like a treat, but your hormones don't take the blowtorch. Number three, being honest with yourself about your alcohol strategy. We know that alcohol wrecks sleep. We know that it wrecks fat loss, but does it mean we have to remove it entirely? Absolutely not. We go through some simple rules of how to incorporate it throughout your week without completely derailing you, but without making you feel restricted. Let me tell you, clients who do exercise some self-control around wine and have some accountability to do so see amazing results with sleep and water retention. Number four, a nighttime ritual reset. Most evening cravings are actually stress, boredom, or stress relief. They're not actually hunger. So replace that pantry raid with a 3-step ritual. Maybe some hot tea, a quick stretch, a little brain dump on some paper. It really interrupts the pattern and kills the munchies. Number five, the accountability factor. Information is not your problem. We all know what we're supposed to do. But Accountability is key, and that is why coaching and community really fucking matter. They stop you from quitting when life gets lifey. These are the exact resets that we dive into in depth in the Hormone Reset Kickstart. So here's what I want to leave you with. Loving your body does not mean staying stuck and accepting more of the same. It means respecting yourself enough to change. Respecting yourself enough to say, what I'm doing is not working. Respecting yourself enough to admit that you need help. You need guidance. You need support to make this change. Because let me tell you, I needed help. I needed coaches. I needed mentors and naturopaths and health coaches. And I didn't figure this out alone. I've spent over what it would cost for an Ivy League MBA on becoming the person who can have this result and coach other women how to do it. So ask yourself, are you just going to go out and buy bigger pants and pretend you don't care and accept more of the same? Or are you going to make the choice today to learn how to take care of yourself so that you can reclaim the body that you already know is yours? The body where you are at your healthiest, not one that you punish and deprive yourself to maintain, but the one that feels like home, where you feel radiant and confident and free. Stop waiting for the right time. There is never one. Stop waiting for January 1st. Stop feeling shame around wanting to look different. Get off the fence. Make the change. Become the person. And if you're thinking, well, fuck, Chels, I've got a lot to lose. It just feels so overwhelming. And maybe I've failed so many times before. I'm scared to start again. Or maybe I know I need a change, but I don't trust myself to stick with it. Or I just need something simple that I can actually do, not another complicated diet. These are all so normal and understandable. And they're things that I hear every single day. But will you be more successful doing more of the same on your own? Or working with a coach who literally coaches women how to get this result, who has the frameworks and accountability to help you become the person who can create this change in your life? One of my clients came to me in that exact place. She had tried to convince herself that she just needed to accept feeling bloated, sluggish, and out of control with food. She did a hormone reset kickstart with me, and within weeks, she had started dropping the bloat. She lost her first 5 pounds and the scale had been stuck for over 2 years. And she told me, I didn't know it was possible to start feeling like this again. I'm starting to feel like myself and I cannot wait to see what's next. She graduated into the 6-month program and proceeded to lose 45 pounds and keep it off. In the process, she got her thyroid markers back up. She did her personalized hormone protocols and she locked in the habits to make this not just a flash in the pan, but a lifelong result that she still has to this day. And she's been graduated for 12 months. Imagine 30 days from now, the scale has moved, clothes are starting to fit differently, you're feeling less bloated, your jeans are looser, you feel back in control instead of spinning, and you have someone in your corner who is supporting you along the entire way. So much so that you actually start to trust yourself to follow through it again. And the best part? You didn't have to give up wine. You didn't have to count calories. You didn't have to spend hours at the gym or overhaul your entire life. You just implemented high-impact habits that actually work and stick. This is exactly why I created the third hormone reset kickstart. This is for women who want to release 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 or more pounds, but they feel totally overwhelmed about where to start. This is where you start to build trust with yourself. This is where you start to feel in control. This isn't about losing it all. This is about building the foundation, the habits, the consistency, and the confidence that make losing the 20 to 50 pounds actually possible. So if you've tried everything before, the fad diets, the cleanses, the Whole30, this is not a diet. This is about consistent hormone-friendly foundations that you can actually sustain. So if you're not ready for the full 6-month program, which is intense, I'm not even going to lie to you, that is where deep healing and transformation happens. But if you're not ready for that yet, you just want to build confidence and know that this could work for you, perfect. This Kickstart was designed exactly for you. Kickstart is for busy women who want to release the first 5 pounds without crazy fad diets, without cardio, by implementing simple hormone-friendly habits that don't fall apart when life gets messy. I've opened a select number of spots for a limited group so I can fully support everyone through this initial launch. Once the doors close, they will not be open again until the next round, and I don't even know when that is. Because this is also a beta launch, the price will literally never be lower than it is this time. If you're ready to release the first 5 pounds by drilling healthy habits, click the link in the show notes and grab your spot, because once they're gone, they're gone. I cannot wait to see you in there. And with that, we did it. You're the real ones. I'll see you next week. Until then, you can find me causing absolute chaos on Instagram and TikTok at Healthy with Chels or LinkedIn at Chelsea McLeod. It would mean the absolute world to me if you could tap the 3 dots on this episode page, Tap go to show, scroll to the bottom, and hit me with a 5-star review if this has added any value to your life. Please also share this if you think there's someone who could benefit from it or learn from it. The more you share, the more women we can help together and build this movement of incredible, like-minded women who want to grow and rise together. Remember, protect your peace, stay savage, love yet mean it. Bye!